Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio. Odyssey app.
All right, Gator. I got a little exercise for you, okay? You ready?
Okay.
Would like you to get on the internet on the computer in front of you.
Yep.
And I want you to type in the address bar of the internet, ESPN.com.
Yep.
Okay. Tell me when that page is up.
I got it. Ready to go.
Okay. I want you to go down to the menu bar and slide over to MLB. Now I want you to, the drop-down menu that comes up, I want you to click on standings.
Yep. You want wild card?
And I want you to go to wild card.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the first team out of the playoffs is the Detroit Tigers.
At this point.
4.5 back.
We have watched over the last month and a half. The Tigers reel in and pass the Toronto Blue Jays, the Tampa Bay Rays, the Seattle Mariners, and now technically they are tied with the Boston Red Sox. But ESPN happens to list the Tigers ahead of the Red Sox in their standings, which is one of the most aesthetically surprising things I have ever looked at as a sports fan. They have now... Right now, they have to pass no one between them and the last wild card spot. They got to catch Kansas City, obviously, and maybe Minnesota if they falter. But Kansas City lost 7-1 to the Gribe, and Boston lost 7-2 to the Mets. Emphatic losses by the two teams right there. And, I mean, for that matter, the Twins lost to the Rays 2-1 last night. So everybody else lost. Tigers gained a half a game on all of them. And now it's a mere 4.5 games, and it's Detroit and Kansas City. And, you know, tonight, FS1 is carrying the Kansas City-Cleveland game.
Oh.
Which starts at 7:40. The Tigers, I believe, start at 9:40 on Bally's. I mean, it's September. It's September.
Doug, it was like, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks ago, we took a glance at the wild card and we said, all right, because I think at that point it was like 5 games. But they had gotten close and then the problem was there were like 5 teams ahead of them. And the thought was, okay, great, but there's just too many teams. They can't pass all these teams. And then they started to fall further and further back. They made their trades, whatever. And, okay.
Oh, so you're talking about before the trade deadline.
Yeah, I think it was right before the trade deadline we started to look at that. And we didn't expect much. But then they started to win. And started this streak that they were on here when they had the 12-3 stretch recently. In the last couple of weeks, they just start doing as you say. They start reeling other teams in. All those teams that they had to pass, they have. So, and I remember saying that, look, I don't worry so much about all the teams that they have to pass as much as I'm just do you, okay? Do the best you can, and that stuff might take care of itself. And fortunately for the Tigers, they've been red hot, and the other teams have not. And it has taken care of itself to the point where literally they are looking, they're right outside the window, and they're looking at it. They don't have to stand behind Toronto or Texas, or Tampa Bay, or Seattle at this point. I mean, look, they're all kind of bunched together here. But the point is, as you astutely pointed out, they're right there. They're the team that's first on the glass. They're the ones pressing their noses up there and going, oh, look how nice it is inside. We want to be there. How far are we? We're really not that far. 4.5 games? That's it? And we're chasing Kansas City and Minnesota are a game apart, and right now both in the wild card, and they're both in our division. Hey, look at that. That's not that far away anymore.
1 month ago today, the wild card standings were as follows. Baltimore was wild card one. Minnesota was wild card two. Boston was wild card three. 1 month ago today, Detroit was 7 games behind Boston for the last wild card. And there were 4 teams between Detroit and Boston. 1 month later, Detroit's, it's down to 4.5, and there's nobody. There's nobody. And if you look at Kansas City, have they lost 7 in a row? Is that what it is?
They are 3-7 in the last 10, and they've lost 7 in a row.
I mean, they are plummeting. Now, I was thinking about if Detroit, if I'm doing this show in Kansas City and I'm a Royals fan, how am I feeling about our chances? I probably still feel reasonably good, to be honest with you. Hey, we're going to correct. It's just a slump. We're going to turn it around.
Well, they lost a big player.
Yeah.
What's his name? Quintino or whatever his name is. Really good player. And somebody who was very vital to what they were doing.
Vinny Pasquantino.
Pasquantino, yeah. Thank you. God, I feel stupid now. But, I mean, that was a guy who had 19 home runs and 97 RBIs and now is done for basically the end of the month. That's a huge loss to a team that was kind of doing a little bit with smoke and mirrors. I mean, they had Bobby Witt, who was outstanding. Salvador Perez, who was having a big year as well. But Pasquantino was having a hell of a season. And now without him, it's 4 in a row they've lost. The Red Sox also have lost 4 in a row. And as you mentioned, well, Kansas City had lost 7 in a row. And Seattle has lost 4 in a row as well. All these teams just find themselves further and further out. The Tigers are the team that's playing pretty good baseball, 7-3 in their last 10, although they did just lose their last one. These games against San Diego are so important.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get one of them. At this time, it just feels
gotta
split one of these gotta last two. It'd be amazing if you took both of them. Like, they have Montero going tonight. Do they have Scuba going tomorrow night?
No, it's Mize tomorrow. It's Mize tomorrow. Scuba Friday against the A's.
So they've got opportunities here. Obviously, in Oakland's terrible this season, 61-78. They've got games left against Oakland. They got games against the White Sox, who are historically bad. Like, they're going to have to – the White Sox, to avoid having the worst record in Major League history, are going to have to go on a run.
And it feels like this trump card that they're holding on to, that the last 3 games of the season are against the White Sox. Like, if the Tigers – if you're a team that is battling with the Tigers for the final wild card spot, you do not want to fall behind the Tigers before the final series of the season.
Right.
Now, that's a big ask still. There's 23 games left. They got to make up 4.5 games. But they have 3 games against Kansas City. 3 games that they control their own destiny. 3 games that if they hold steady between now and that series, those would be 3 games to get to 1.5 back. And that would be with like 10 games left, 12 games left, something like that, whatever it would be. That's doable. Now, sweeping Kansas City, a team that's battling for the playoffs, is a big ask. But guess what? To be a playoff team, you have to earn it in some regard. It's not just all schedule falls in your favor stuff.
Yeah.
So splitting these games with San Diego minimum or taking them both is an example of what a playoff-worthy team does. 6 games against Baltimore, doing some work there. I mean, can you win 4 of the 6? Won't be easy, but that's what you have to do if you're worthy of the playoffs.
You sit in traffic now, but later... there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
So I feel like they're going to get a chance to answer the question themselves on the field. Now, I still have concerns, right? I mean, we talked about it yesterday. As much as these kids have been fun to watch and an injection of life and they don't know any better and they've managed to wander into the restricted area without any proper credentials, they still have guys that are hitting below 200. I mean, Dingler and Sweeney and Young are all now below 200, which isn't the end of the world. They're still have helped.
But they also weren't like lighting the world on fire. They all, what they did was have a timely, each one of them would do something timely in a separate game.
Yep.
So they can still do that. I don't expect these guys to be, you know, proving themselves to be, no question they're going to make the team out of spring training. What I do expect them to do is to contribute here and there. The guys I expect big things out of are Riley Green, Kerry Carpenter, Matt Vierling, and Spencer Torkelson. Those are the guys I expect things out of. And you know, Jake Rogers continues just to have big hits when you need them. Zach McKinstry, since I've, you know, basically bid him adieu by the trade deadline, and he's on a nice run here over the last couple weeks, he's showing that he's got some ball left in him too. So they've got guys that, and it'd be nice if Colt Keith were to bounce back after this little stretch of games where he hasn't had a hit in, what, five games?
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that yesterday's day off will pay some dividends here and refresh some of these players, and let's get back at it.
248-539-9797, phone calls, feedback. Tiger fans, go look at the standings. This snapshot in time, this is fun. It's unexpected. There is nobody between the Tigers and Kansas City who holds on to the final playoff spot. They've reeled in everybody.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.